for example. And this, the miracle of the Quran, is a perfect example. I worked, this miracle came out, some of you may be shocked who didn't hear it before, but this miracle came out of the biggest brewery in the whole world, the biggest alcohol manufacturing place in the whole world. Do you know that? Did you know that? This miracle of the Quran. Yes, one at the... I was okay, Monsanto, enough to learn the computer programming and to use the computers, computerize the chemical research. And then I took the data, all the papers, and I moved on to Anheuser-Busch. I was giving a paper in Chicago. There was the American Chemical Society meeting in Chicago. And I was giving a paper, and after I finished, there comes this man, and he says, I'm Bob Seeley, I'm director of research at Anheuser-Busch. I said, sorry, there's no way. You know, I left. He said, why? I said, I'm a Muslim, and we don't believe in alcohol, and I don't think I want to have anything to do with it. He said, this has nothing to do with alcohol. I said, well, still, but the name Anheuser-Busch, I don't want my name on a card with Anheuser-Busch on the same card. He said, you're going to be in the food research division. You're a protein biochemist, and we want to get protein out of the millions of tons of brewer's yeast that we throw away, and baker's yeast. They also make baker's yeast. We're throwing these millions of tons of protein. You know, yeast is 50% protein. 50% protein, which is true. And we would like to recover all this protein and process it into artificial eggs, meat, whatever. But it's protein. Protein is protein is protein. Meat, eggs, beans.
It's all the same.
It's all protein, same stuff, and we're throwing it down the drain. I said, sorry, there's no way I'll do that. And he said, are you afraid of the people or afraid of God? You know, you get into this kind of thing. And I said, I'm happy at Monsanto. I don't want to change. He said, how much are you making at Monsanto? I said, 14,000. That was a lot of money then. He said, we'll give you 22,000. I said, what do I sign? So, it's been all this long argument, you could have told me for the first.
Really? What?
Yes. Then I went, I moved, it's the same town, except I had to drive on the freeway for 20 more minutes. So I moved on to Anheuser-Busch, and I tell you, today they have a whole building called Research and Development, beautiful laboratories and so on. But when I was hired there, he told me we're going to have a new research building, but I never got to that. But so my office was in the brewery, the biggest brewery in the world, which is making alcohol. And so I took all this data into my office, and to go further, show you how miraculous it is. One of the biggest problems with yeast was to break the wall of the cell wall to get the protein out. So this is the cell wall. You have to break it to get the protein out. And that was a problem for 150 years since they started research on the yeast to get the protein out. But right now I have a patented process for the benefit of Anheuser-Busch of breaking the wall and getting the protein out. Actually showed me an article, a United Nations report, that there will be famine in Egypt by 1975. And he said, you don't want to be an active participant in eliminating famine. So I took all this data. Now, the reason I'm mentioning the breaking the cell wall is that the process was to put the yeast, mix it with potassium hydroxide, and for 4 hours, have it heating for 4 hours. This is how you break that. So what do I do for 4 hours? So I go in the morning, take the yeast, put it in a big beaker, put sodium hydroxide, and let it cook for 4 hours. Well, now, what do I do now?
Read books.
So, first of all, this made them very happy. It was a breakthrough. Second of all, it gave me 4 hours, you know, from 8 to noon, in order to look at the data and analyze it and confirm the count of the letters. And I was working on the miracle for 4 years. The whole miracle came out of Anheuser-Busch. The point, before I forget, is that If we play, this is something we used to do. Play a game where we hide a little ball, for example. We play a game. One of us will go and hide it in a place, and we'll go looking for it, and when it gets up, we play it fast or slow. Yeah. It's a game like that. And one of us will get out and look, and we'll all clap, it's hot or cool, you know, that game. Yeah. So the best way to hide the ball will be in the person's pocket. It's the last thing he will pray for. So what was God hid the miracle in Satan's pocket. And this is how it came out. Because why was it 1400 years? Satan will do his utmost, as you know, to hide this. Not to let the world know. So Satan is not omniscient, is he? Because Satan, looking at the planet Earth, and he wants to find the people to mislead. He says, "Ah, there's Masjid Tusa, and I better go and mislead those people." But and he sees the brewery and says, "Oh no, those are mine. They're in my pocket. Let me find another place." Why didn't anybody think of potassium hydroxide? They used sodium hydroxide hydrolysis. The thing they concluded from that potassium hydroxide will not work. Because sodium and potassium are very similar. They tried acids, all kinds of acids, and they didn't work. But potassium hydroxide worked. I think I read all the literature and I found that they used all these, but not potassium hydroxide. I said, let me try it. Sure enough, the cell was broken and the protein came out. So Satan's omniscience is eliminated because of this. This is the biggest defeat for Satan. This mathematical miracle of the Quran is something that he worked very hard to prevent, but it came out of his pocket. Satan probably knew, in that other dimension, Satan probably knows that all God's creation has the 19 on it. And then he reads in the Quran, on it are 19. So, I mean, he's not stupid, by no means. He's very stupid, I'm sorry, but I mean, he's very stupid for thinking that he can be a God. He just overestimated his powers, and God did not give him, actually God is giving him another chance to prove that. But he knows better than making such a claim. There are many, many, many millions of creatures like Satan in God's kingdom, but he's the only one who went off.